All right. Hey, this is Cultural Excellence here.
You know what it is.
On the Buzz Studio, W the Buzz, your global radio network. You know, hey, kick back, grab a glass. It's Cultural Excellence, y'all.
Trail ride certified. You hear me?
Let's go. I'm looking for a con girl. Hey, that's ready to ride. She's gotta be sweet and strong and trail ride certified. Hey, I'm looking for a con girl. Hey, that's ready to ride. She's gotta be sweet and strong and trail ride certified. Trail ride certified. She's trail ride certified.
At the trail ride, it's a girl.
Whatever you need, I can get it. What you gon' do? Certified. Boy, you know I'm with it. Front end, action good. I can make you back up off of walking through the stand. Stepping like a Tennessee walker, ready for the trail. You can't tell, it's the new song. Country girl for real. Plus I do it with my boots on. Brain fed, thoroughbred. Moonshine by my side. Saddle look, it's time to roll. Now you know I'm down to ride.
Come, girl. Hey, let's ready.
I see you, baby. We grooving on this. It's about to get live out here in the real ride. I want to see you break it down. Okay. Let's go. Come on. Ha. Ha. Let's go. Come on. Yeah.
All right, all right. Let's do this. Lily was here on the Buzz. Oh, no, that's Robert Craig Fantasize. We'll go with that. That's all right.
Okay, right now we have a very, very, very special guest. Somebody I really, really admire. I think it's wonderful that he came all the way over here to do this two songs with me. Please give a big, big welcome for the one and only Dave Stewart.
There it is. Coming up, Ms. Diva Soul, Bruce J, the Entertainer, and Bama Boy Tootsie, right here on Cultural Excellence. Kick back, grab a glass. I'm WB, your host tonight. Thank you. It's cultural excellence. Kick back, grab a glass. And right after this, we've got Bruce J, the entertainer, and Miss Diva Soul coming to the set. Hey, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We're going to get this party started here. This is Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting found anywhere around the globe. Got a special show on for you tonight. I want you guys to just, hey, like I said, get ready for it. It's going to be hot. Derek, the Change Van Smith. I heard the song for the first time the other day, and I said, wow, how did I miss this? Honest, I do.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Listen, baby, all them folks that keep on talking to you. You gotta look at what kind of life they're living, baby. Yeah. Notice that they always have a frown on their face. Every time that they open their mouth, they're talking about struggles, talking about troubles. But oh, we got something, baby. Something that they admire, and they're jealous, baby, because we've got
a few dollars in the bank.
Yeah, it ain't much, but we got
gas in our tank.
Our cars ain't brand new, but we got
shelter.
Oh, and it's perfect for me and you. One thing we do, baby, we
compliment each other.
Oh, yeah. We look good when we step out together, baby, but we don't
complicate each other.
We don't have all that drama, baby, fussing and fighting. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that
I don't love you
all day long, girl.
Thinking of you,
I love it when I get to
hold and touch you.
The bad boy. The change.
Don't let nobody dare you.
I don't need you.
Girl, trust me that I
won't deceive you.
I'm gonna stay with you and
never leave you.
Oh, baby, baby,
honest, I do.
Wow, wow, wow. Hey, welcome, everyone. Welcome back. This is Cultural Excellence. I am WB. I'm your host tonight. And the Waymaker, he's out on assignment. He'll be joining us sometime this month. But anyway, in the meantime, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Got some special guests on tonight. That's Bruce J, the entertainer, and Ms. Diva Soul. Hey, welcome to the set, y'all.
Hello.
Hey. So anyway, adjust your camera because the top of your head is cutting off the top of your cap there. All right. You know, adjust it up the other way. Okay. We'll get that. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's better. So anyway, Derek the Change Man Smith, you guys are aware of him. Just a great, great guy. Great artist, man. Entertainer. He's an entertainer, a singer, soul singer, gospel singer, blues singer, a comedian, and also a preacher. I don't see how he can handle all those hats at one time, but he does it. That song, Honest I Do, by Derek the Changeman Smith, I have to give him his props because a lot of the artists that you see on this network that I get a chance to have a conversation with, it was because of him. He hooked me up with Bessie Stokes, and then I met the Waymaker, and shucks, it's been history. It's been absolute history. So, Miss Diva Soul, how are you?
All right, and yourself?
Oh, I am terrific. You know I play your music all the time.
Yeah, you do.
I sure do. And Bruce J? Oh,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I play yours as well. Sorry, Lady Coco 706 can't be with us, but that's okay at another time. And perhaps a little bit later on, Bama Boy Tutu will be joining us. So yeah, I know you know him as well. So we want to talk about you a little bit, but before that, we get into the conversation. Why don't I just drop a jam here because we want to get this party started.
Yeah.
I think that's what we want to do,
right?
I had to put
this train together.
Is that what we're here to do?
Because I was in a party mood.
Oh, well, then let's do it.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Hey, everybody, tell your friends
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
We're getting this party started.
It's time to turn up.
Hey.
It's time to let it go.
Come on.
It's time to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Tell your friends they don't want to miss this.
Come on, let's party now.
Come on,
everybody, come on, let's party now. It's a party up in here. Go ahead and do your thing.
Hey,
I'm turned to 10. I want to see who can really hang. Everybody, come on, hit the dance floor. Work that body, work that body. Don't you let it go.
It's time to
let it go.
Let's go.
It's time.
your seat and shake that thing. If you not, get on the floor and shake that thing. It's a party up in here, and that's no doubt. Everybody turn it up and turn it.
Better already. Let's get this party started. That's Bruce J, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce J, the entertainer. Get this party on. Hey, Bruce J.
Yes, sir.
Man, I feel better every time I hear that song.
Thanks, man.
I was playing it Monday. Did you hear Monday? I was playing it Monday night. I know you in and out. I'm sorry, go on.
I came in for a moment, but I think I had just missed you.
I knew you missed it because I played it. If you didn't hear it, if you didn't hear it.
I want to show you much love as you show me. But man. The summer, you know, the springtime, summertime is here, and I have a lot of people coming in the studio. So sometimes I don't come out the studio until about 11 at night.
Oh, I know, because you're always working. And it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when he gets some sleep. It doesn't matter what time of the day I'm calling him, because I called him early afternoon today, and his agent. I was just going to put an agent, the young lady answered the phone. I was just going to put it like that. Okay. She said, oh, he's in the studio right now. And I've called you many times. You said, oh, man, look, I'm going to go into the studio. I'm in the studio. But you always take time to tune in when I'm on.
Yeah, man. I might not stay long, but I'm coming through.
Brother, I don't care if you stay on for 3 minutes. It doesn't matter to me. As long as you, that the support is everything. And this is what we try to do here on Cultural Excellence. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to connect the dots around the country and around the world and let you guys just hear some of this beautiful talent that doesn't get a chance to be heard in most places, right? You know, you go to the mainstream media or mainstream radio or whatever it is. They play the same 10, 12, 14 songs over and over and over again. And you miss some of this great talent that's out there. And you're sitting right next to a great talent, too. That's right. That's Miss Diva Soul. Love your music, girl. Love it. And so I play your music. And I promise you guys, when you first came on, that I will put you in the rotation.
Right.
Okay. I told you that. Okay. Oh, guess what? Shortcut is listening. She's in there. Hey, Shortcut, how are you? Oh, wow. Thank you so much for checking this out. And so, guys, Bruce J.
Yes, sir.
For the audience who just meeting you for the first time, tell them a little bit of how did you get started? When did you get started? Now, you're multi-talented. So I want to know at what age did you pick up your first instrument? Did you start singing? Or what was your first talent that you used or explored as far as music is concerned?
The first thing that caught my interest was guitar. And I was kind of strumming along with that when I was like about 4 or 5. But, you know, being that age, being around stuff, sometimes something else is quick to, you know, catch your attention. So next thing I did is move to drums. And I remember when I turned seven, it was when I turned seven, my birthday's in November, but Christmas came, bam, I walked in the front room, there was a drum set.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, we about to get started. And I was standing there laughing, and they're like, hey, we got you a drum set. Why are you laughing? But it was funny because they had it set up backwards.
Well, hold on. You knew at the age of seven that they had set it up backwards?
Because I was already playing. I just didn't have a set yet.
Oh.
So my mom, now, they went and spent $400, and that's a lot back then.
Man.
And I got my first professional drum set. And then while the age of seven, I was playing four groups. And then I actually did my first recording there.
Back up one second. Whoa. At the age of seven, you were playing for a group?
Mm-hmm.
That is, I'm blown away. And you know, and the thing about, I don't know why I'm blown away again, because you told me this story before. Okay, but hearing again, you know, sometimes being redundant is really, really cool, because sometimes people, it really doesn't set in the first time they hear it. Sometimes they hear it again. Okay, they say, oh, wow. Okay, I get it now. At the age of seven, that is absolutely phenomenal.
I'm going to tell you something I don't really share with a lot of people, but it's kind of my testimony.
Okay.
Actually, when I was born blind. I didn't get my sight till I was about four. We was at a stoplight, and I saw it change colors. And I told my mom, and man, they got out shouting, and they were so excited. But I was already into music then. It was just a part of my life. I stayed in my room listening to it, and it was just there, man. And it's been a big part of my life ever since.
Man, this is too deep. I don't think you ever shared this before, even when you were on before.
Oh, man, I got to give you something new every time we talk.
Oh, see? All right. I love it, though. I love it, brother. You know, I'm not one of those who don't like surprises. I like surprises, especially great surprises. And so let's go back. And so I'm just repeating what you said.
Right.
You were born blind.
Yes, sir.
You didn't see until you were 4 years old.
Right.
So in the meantime, before that, did you at an early age, since you were born blind, did you learn Braille?
At the time, I didn't. And at that, you know, being that young, I didn't learn Braille. And then, like I said, when my sight came in, my nickname is Knowledge. Everybody know me as Knowledge, but since I've been a soul artist, I went by Bruce J.
Okay.
But most people that know me as a producer prior to Bruce J, they knew. And see, I just cut my hair like a year and a half ago. I've had dreads since I was 18.
Hmm.
And so I'm giving you a lot of new stuff, see.
This is what I want, brother, because you and I, you told me, you said, look, brother, I'm going to support you. You know, the love you give, you're going to get back from me. I am paraphrasing, you know, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful relationship here. And you said that you're going to send an artist, and I trust your taste.
Right.
Miss Diva Soul, that's one of your artists, right? Just bad. I mean, bad to the biz zone. Let's put it like that. Write that, bad to the biz zone.
And I have somebody else for you tonight, but he's a transportation driver, drive trucks and be everywhere.
It's all right.
So I couldn't get the music to you in time, and I know you like to review your music.
Well, not only that, I like to upload it, because when I play it through my system, when I have the MP3s, mm-hmm. the artist and the title will show up. If I pull it from Spotify, then it doesn't show up, right? So I want to give the audience or get that artist as much exposure as I can. So while the listeners are listening to music, they don't have to wonder, well, who is that? Right. It will be right there on that app or the website or whatever medium that we are posting this through, right? So that's the main reason why we do that. Plus, the sound quality is great.
Right.
It is absolutely wonderful. So let's do this. And I'm coming back with more, because one of your artists that's listening right now. Let me see if I have hers. Okay, that's not the one I want right now. Let's do this. Okay. All right. Let's do it. All right. Hey, Shortcut.
Come on, y'all want to shuffle?
I just want to move.
She's listening right now.
Shortcut groove.
Easy
move. All you gotta do is move.
Got a new dance for ya. Call the Shortcut Groove.
something I want to make you do, baby. I want to make you say,
you do.
You do, baby.
You do.
Can you say it a little louder?
You do.
You do, baby.
You do.
I got something I want to say to you. Tonight gonna be right, baby. I'm gonna feel so good to you. You gonna be calling my name, baby. You gonna be acting a fool when I make you say,
you do.
Come on and say it now.
You do.
Don't be shy now.
You do,
baby.
You do.
Are you still listening to me? I am good at what I do, baby. I'm gonna make it so hard to walk away. I'm a lady in these streets, baby. But the other half of me gon' make you say,
you do.
You do.
Diva Soul, right here on the Buzz. Cultural excellence. Oh, the finest, the finest. That's exactly right. Now, Miss Diva Soul,
mm-hmm.
I held off on playing your music for a reason.
What is
it? I know you don't even do that. Okay. Because I know you've heard this. I tell the men, when I'm playing your music on the radio, I tell them to pull over. Don't drive. Don't listen and drive. Okay. Okay. It's something intoxicating about your music. And you're sitting right next to your producer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did I have that right? Okay.
Yeah,
sitting right next there. And he's dropping, you know, he's dropping these jams, right? These beats. You know, the music behind that. And we're going to get back to him in a minute. But you've been on the circuit less than a year, less than 9 months.
Yeah.
And you're able to produce such quality. Okay. Who found who? Bruce J., did you find her or did she find you? How did you guys collaborate, get together?
Well, hell, I didn't say we found each other.
No, you're gonna have to do it. No. You're gonna define.
I came in with one of my friends. She sang as well, Remedy.
Right. I know Remedy. I've had her on.
Yeah, she came in for a track and I came with her. Well, he had
a video shoot.
So okay. I came with her.
Okay.
And she wanted to talk about some music. So we went in his studio and I heard the song that he was playing. Everybody started singing and everything. So I said, I want that song.
Okay, whoa, okay. So you came in with a friend, and mm-hmm. were your intentions then to record or get into the music, or you had no intentions of doing what you do?
No intentions.
Yeah, and I heard her singing. What happened, we were all in the studio. Man, it was about six, seven people in there.
Okay.
And I was playing a lot of tracks because, man, I got over 1,000 tracks in there just waiting on people. So yeah. I came up with that when everybody like, Liz, she liked it. And I started singing. Shoo-doo.
Yeah, I was in there.
And then everybody started singing till we had about 6-7 part harmony. Wow. I mean, everybody was rocking too. And she's like, I want that. Okay. I want that right there. Wow. I said, well, next week when Remedy will bring you over here when she come, because she had to get some music from me. And she came back with her. And I think that I had laid the background.
You laid the background?
I had already laid the background.
Had already done it.
Yeah, man. Hey, don't put no gas in the car if you ain't going nowhere.
I understand that. I understand. Like, you know, if you got four flat tires, you got a problem. Yeah. Hey, Howard Hurst. Oh, man. Oh, you know, let me tell you something about you guys. Bruce J. All right. Miss Diva Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Hurst, Jinder Hurst, you cats. I always play your music, and as a matter of fact, I have all of you guys in rotation. I can go down the list here from Gita Jones all the way. If I know that you guys are listening, then I would advance you. I advance your music, and I play it more than one time, you know, and several times throughout my shows, you know. That's why I really appreciate that. Hey, Howard, you and Jinder, stick around. I'll drop a track or two of your music as well. Have you guys met the lady Songbird Jinder? Have you met her?
Not personally.
Not personally.
Man, look, I'm telling you right now, not only have I had a chance to have her on my platform just like you, but also I had a chance of listening to her live. Right. It reminds me of a modern-day Minnie Riperton. And if you ever, I had a chance to see Minnie Riperton. That's why I can say this. And I was so more fascinated with her live show, or just as fascinated with her live show as her music. And because she commanded the stage, she sang, she walked across the stage. She was absolutely engaging and entertaining. It was the music. Oh, Bruce J.
Yes,
Howard Winston, Howard Harris Jr. I need to connect you guys, okay? He is the Lady Songbird Jinder's manager.
Right.
And if you haven't heard her music, I'm going to drop a track right now, and then we have to come back. That, you know, I don't go by a script, right? But I'll bring it all full circle for you in the meantime. But Howard wants to, he's, where can we hear your tracks? And so, Howard, I tell you what. Bruce J, you can put something in the comment section if you like, or when we come back, we can talk about that.
Okay,
we can do that. I tell you what, let me go to something right here, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is cultural excellence. When I say cultural excellence, I mean that this is what we do. We bring the best music, comedy, sports, entertainment, and a whole lot more. Let's see. Let's do this one right here. Guys, I want you to hear this. Please hear this. Cultural excellence. This is No Words.
Yeah.
The lady.
Sometimes.
Song.
Don't need no words.
No words.
Virginia.
It's a feeling.
Yes, it is.
You already know.
Come on, man.
Words I can say. The way the sun loves the earth, the way the moon loves the sky, the way the trees love the wind, you're the apple of my eye.
The way the clouds paint a picture.
Sometimes I wish I could describe the way
Songbird, Ginger Harris. Oh, one of my favorites. Okay, no. Let me stop it right now. Hold on a second. We don't want to do that yet. We don't. Okay, guys. Okay, I'm going to advise you to pull over right now before I play this next song, okay? Pull over to the side of the road, okay? You don't want to get a reckless driving ticket or anything like that. So let's go back because Howard Harris, he's there, and you guys have been commenting back and forth. And so what I'll do, I don't know whether you want to put your information in the chat or not, how Howard can reach out to you.
I can see it. I can say it out loud. Because what I'm in the process of doing is being able to put my tracks on my website, BruceTheEntertainer.com. So I got to get my tracks on there. But right now, if I can send snippets, all you got to do is tell me kind of what style you want.
Uh-huh.
And I'll send snippets to them and they can check them out. I can say, is it okay if I say my email?
Whatever you want to say. Yes, please.
All right. Lab 101 snp at gmail.com. Okay. lab101snp@gmail.com. Hit me up. I'll send you some snippets. I got them all day. If you want to hear them, I'll send them.
Absolutely. No, okay. Hey, now, would you type that in the chat there? Yeah, please. Yeah.
I'll do it every Sunday. I go live on Facebook, and what I do is I go live at 8 o'clock if I don't have a show. I go live at 8 o'clock, and I play tracks, actually, for about 40 minutes. I'll play maybe about 15 snippets of different songs, different genres.
Wow.
There's no certain genre. I just play music that I've done, and all people have to do is inbox me if they heard one they like, because just recently had somebody, a couple of people do that, and they tell me what they like, and we correspond on it and work out something.
Right. Well, you know, since we've been talking, also, I've been writing down a few lyrics of my own here. Okay.
Well, let's make it happen.
Well, that's why we're talking about it. And yeah. And I know you have an artist that can go on and perform of whatever you and I collaborate on. I already know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's hear WB. Look, somebody else came in with their own track. When I said that he made it sound so good, she brought her music, what she wrote, and the track she bought from.
Oh, you just froze on me. Oh, boy, you just froze on me. Bruce J. Miss Diva Soul. Okay. Yeah, guys. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then when I did this also, it was with the permission of the producer.
Hey, so they came in with their own tracks.
She came in with her own track.
But when she left, use your track.
No, it's still the guy's track.
It's still his, but it just so happened the producer is my cousin.
Okay.
And we called him and I said, hey, is it okay if I put a little seasoning on this food right here? and that's what I did. I had to put a little seasoning. It was just missing a few little things. I had to season it up a little bit.
Right, right, absolutely. And a couple of things, because I want to, hey, this is going so good. I want to get back to Miss Diva Soul, but also the lady Songbird Gender. Had you heard her music before?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. Awesome.
You had us on a show together about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we was all on here together. Mm-hmm. And you did them after you did us. And we listened to everything that night.
Man, this is absolutely amazing. I want to thank you guys so much for doing what you do. Now, let's get back. Because I'm going to go back because, see, Bruce J.
Yes, sir.
There's some things that you said about your early childhood. And I'm telling you, when you were talking about you were blind between the ages, I mean, from birth to 4 years old.
Right.
Stevie Wonder somehow comes in my mind, right? Because, you know, he's blind, but he has been blinded. I don't know the full story.
Hey, man, I see the man looking at cell phones and everything. I don't know.
Hey, look, my point is, I remember that I was in grade school.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher asked a question to the class. She said, if you lose one of your senses, seeing, hearing, you know, and the rest, she said, what happens to the rest? And nobody said anything in the class but me. Right. I raised my hand. I said, I think that would have to make the other senses stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's just like you got a pie, and you divide it up in six slices, you know? And you might get a tiny slice. You divide it up in four slices now. It's more concentrated. I mean, you just get more out of it, if I'm making any sense at all.
Right.
To me. So, I'm just wondering, by you being blinded for those 4 years, do you think that attributed to your talent now? Because I just love your music. I love your music. I love what you produce and stuff like that. And I'm going back to the Stevie Wonder thing and how great he is being blind. And I'm just wondering, in your early years, because they will tell you, science will prove this out. Your formative years and most impressionable years
mm-hmm.
are the ages between birth and 5 years old.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And there's a strength there. You know, if you're growing up in a negative thing for your first 3-4 or traumatized environment for the first 3-5 years of your life, that might result in your decisions today.
Right.
But if you grew up in a environment that's productive, informational, education, uplifting, that has a lot to do how you go forward in life.
Right.
So
we are products of our environment.
Absolutely. 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 I think you're brilliant what you do, and I really appreciate you supporting this broadcast. I really, really appreciate
man,
that.
My pleasure, man.
Right. So we're going to get to something right now. Hey, guys, are you pulled over to the side of the road?
Come and get some of this sweet love, baby.
Come and get
man, I can't take this. I need a nerve pill. I need a nerve pill. Wow.
That's called sweet loving. You know that's how we do.
okay, okay, okay. Let's stop the presses. Okay. Back to the set. Miss Diva Soul.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do that.
WB.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And you know what you did when you... Who wrote that song?
When I started, he helped me finish it.
Okay. It was a collaboration, right?
Collaboration, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He helped me put it all in the right place. And put it like that.
That's one of my favorites. Right, that is one of my favorites.
Everybody's favorite.
Well, it should be.
Oh, but she got a bad one about to come out on you.
Whoa. Hold it. Now, define bad. So, is it better than that last one I just played?
If she tell you the title, it'll speak for itself.
I want to give me the title.
With His Tongue.
Oh, my. See, girl. Why do you do things like that? I mean, come on. Yeah, well, I already know, but see, I don't know, because I got a song coming up by Bruce J called Close the Lid. And
well, you ain't got to worry about the tongue if you close the lid.